rockers have been telling us that it's the end of the world for decades. Sometimes it's some social commentary. Sometimes it's just, you know, just an excuse to write some interesting lyrics. But, you know, they're doing it. And we figured since we're living the apocalypse right now, we would count down the best apocalyptic rock songs and rock and metal songs of all time. So you've come to the right place for the apocalypse. What are we going to say? We're going to say rock. Rock your apocalypse. Okay. On the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Stick around, guys.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. That is where it comes from. My name, Ludini, get it? Whatever it is. So, guys, it is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Got to just do some shout-outs and whatnot right now. Right away, I want to say shout-out to Rock Rage Radio. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. You're keeping the great rock alive. So, kudos to John and Gigi for that. We're happy to be part of that family. Thank you guys for bringing us on. And if you are listening to Rock Rage Radio, you can find us at LouLombardiRocks.com. That's the best way to reach out. We've got a great community of folks that are fans of great guitar-driven rock. And you can talk about it there. You can get to know other people that are just like you that love great guitar-driven music. You can check that out at LouLombardiRocks.com. Now, I want to give a good shout-out, and I think there's a business card over there. Where is it?
Behind your laptop.
All right. Hold on.
Okay. I looked. It wasn't over.
All right. shout out to our sponsor, Wolf's Customs. You go to wolfscustoms.online. See, here's the thing, guys. You could get on. I know a lot of musicians listen to this show. So listen up. Pop quiz hotshot. Hotshot guitar player. You're going to get on stage. You're going to play the same boring guitar that the last three bands played, right? You know, Les Paul, Stratocaster, Telecaster, whatever. Why not, you know, stand out a little bit with a custom guitar finish, right? And that's what wolfscustoms.online, that is what they specialize in. So go to wolfscustoms.online. They've been big supporters of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for a long time now. We love those guys. So check them out and get a custom job on your guitar. And speaking of custom jobs, we've got Lily Von Six here.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. But Lily, what's up?
Lily, what's up? Well, no shows to report. However, I've been walking a lot and I've been coming to the Lombardi Room as well as the Piazza dei Schiaffoni, which is my sister's house. And that is what I've been doing. So, cool. Listening to music, of course.
We have Keith the Hawk Hawkins. I'm going to go ahead and admit him. It sounds like, you know, I'm admitting him to the hospital or something.
You're letting him through the velvet rope.
I'm letting him through the velvet rope. So, let me go ahead and get gallery view so y'all can see. There he is. Can you hear? Can't you hear? I hear some. Can you not hear, Keith?
He can't hear.
Okay, let me see if I can make an adjustment here. What about now? Can you hear me now? Still can't hear me now. Well, we're going to play a song, and we come back, we're going to try to fix Keith's thing. Ooh, that sounds kinky. So sit tight, Hawkins. We'll get you fixed in a minute. We use Zoom to connect, and Zoom has a major drag on it right now because everybody is Zooming.
Because nobody's out at
Yeah, because nobody's out face to face. So we will go ahead and get this resolved. I had this issue the other night when I was on with my vocal coach. So we'll come back. But let's play a band first. This is a band we've never played. This is an artist we've never played. This is Bobby Keller. Bobby is the guitar player in Mechanism. We've played Mechanism a bunch of times. But this is his latest. Got a solo album. It's great instrumental track. Rain and Fire. We'll be right back on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thank you. right, that is Bobby Keller from the band Mechanism. He's a guitar player, and Lily is going to talk about something interesting while I try to fix a problem here.
Well, right now we're just trying to get Keith on. However, what has everybody been doing with their free time? I've been exercising. That's not fun for me, but I did 8 miles on the Montour Trail the other day. I don't know how interesting the story actually is, but I saw this creepy tunnel that we went through that I totally felt some crazy vibes in. I took some pictures, so that demon probably is going to follow me home and scare me in my sleep from now on. So, yeah. And also, probably is a good idea if you guys go to the bathroom before you go on the trail, because none of the porta-johns are open. I discovered that the hard way.
I know.
I discovered that the hard way.
There is very limited facility right now.
Unless you plan on going in the woods, that's all you're going to be doing. That was not okay. I had to make my sister and our friend Angela wait while did my business. So I know that's kind of gross, but it's kind of a funny story, right?
All right, we got Keith the Hawk Hawkins here. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Woo! Zoom has been very weird because so many people are using it. And I think that's why. I don't think this platform was ever... Not that they would have this kind of business. I wish I owned stock in his company.
Right. Legit.
So what's up, Hawk? Speak to me, sweet pea.
Yo, what's going on? What's up on the get down, you know?
What the hell you been doing with yourself?
Oh, man. I look at the inside of these walls, blood. And I don't know. I practice every day. I practice a lot. And then I said, I recorded over the weekend, actually. He said, that was good. It was just two of us in the room, so we didn't break any rules there. Nobody coughed on me, so.
That's good.
That's a good thing. So I've been recording, you know, with some people, and I got some other recording stuff, hopefully, after this all gets normal again. How is it? If it's really going to be normal after that, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Define what's, normal.
Yeah, what's going to be normal after
it's
this?
Just a setting on a dryer.
Exactly. So that's it, man. You know, just living one day at a time.
That's all you can do, brother. All right, guys. So we got our introductions in finally. So let's talk about apocalyptic rock tunes and metal tunes, because I know that there's a bunch, and
there's so many.
And I tentatively titled it 10, but if we come up with 15, 10. I'll come up with 15 or 20 or 45 or whatever.
45? You're
whatever
shooting for 45?
Whatever it is. Right. Whatever we got, we got.
Oh, so, Bobby Keller's watching.
All right, Bobby Keller. We played your song. I hope you heard it. We had a little technical difficulties, but I think your song played right. So, apocalyptic songs. What do you got? So what is an apocalyptic? These are anything that's like maybe referencing the end of the world.
Mass death.
Havoc. Isn't there a song by Queen called All Dead? Yes,
sure.
There is. There's a song by Queen called All Dead. So there are, this is a kind of a popular thing, especially I think in metal. Mm-hmm. They love that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's so many
they love
metal
that.
Songs.
They
about
can't
it.
Wait.
I mean, Iron Maiden has, I have three. I only chose one, but I mentioned the other two. And then Slayer has a lot. And you know, they all do. They
rain,
all do.
Rain in Blood.
Yes.
So, okay. So let's go. Keith, what do you think of apocalyptic rock tunes? Is there anything, do you have any favorites?
I think they're sad. They're right. Sad. They're talking about sad things, but you know, I mean, only metal bands. But that's not true. I have several like that. You just off the top of my head, don't even list. You could just spout out that you know are it crosses a lot of boundaries. I mean, it's not just metal bands. There's you know pop bands that sing dark tunes. Just happen to be maybe at a major scale or something. You know, major key. They could be. You know, you could make anything related to the end of the world, you might just have. There's just different versions.
I mean, I don't want to mention the most recognizable.
That's not going to be on my list. That's not,
okay, so let's just go ahead and get out the way. You know, The End of the World as We Know It by REM. Right? Even if you're not, if you're not an REM fan, you know the song.
Everybody
hears it. That was, by the way, going from 1999 into 2000, the new century. That a bunch of radio stations ran polls. Like, what song do you want us to play as we get into the new? And everybody requested It's the end of the world. Oh, I don't remember. As we know it.
I was drunk. That's my birthday.
That was, you know, that was, so it's a wildly popular, theme. People,
I was 18 that year.
People obsessed with it. And of course, with everything that's going on now, you know, there's all the hilarious memes, you know, the one side Mad Max, the other side is the dude.
Yeah.
You know, what I thought, what I was hoping my apocalypse would be. What it's really like. You know, how's your apocalypse going, Keith? You're practicing. What are you drinking?
Maker's Mark, and then I have a beer chaser going on with that too. Nice. So I'm double fisting today.
Nice.
Awesome. So I've got my usual red wine. So let's get into the topic. So what do we got on our list there, Lily Von Six? Because I've been distracted with some other shit this week.
So I go first. All right. So I actually have on the bottom of my list Hell's Bells by AC/DC from the Back in Black album from 1980. And I have a lyric. I pulled lyrics from each song, too. So I won't take no prisoners, won't spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. I got my bell. I'm going to take you to hell. I'm going to get you, Satan, get you. Which is the opening track to Back in Black on one of the staples of an AC/DC live show. It starts out with the ominous bells ringing, of course. And it's spoken from the perspective of the devil himself. And the song tells of him bringing rolling thunder and lightning and hurricanes as he rings the famous bells. And there's little hope for the side of good who won't participate in the destruction.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, let me, can I, what if I you say one digress. That's on your list?
Oh, well, you can, I guess so.
Can I take a quick look at your list?
Yes.
Keith, are you an AC/DC fan?
Of course.
Okay. The one I was going to say is on your list. Mm-hmm.
That song would definitely make probably a lot of people's list. It would make mine, you know. It's just one of those songs that the lyrics tell you straight up how it is. You know, they're just, it's different in a different perspective. Yeah, I don't know if the devil's able to do all that, but it's, who knows?
Well, somebody posted in the group in our community something like, you know, pestilence and plagues and everything, that's God's domain, and Satan's all about like the sex and the orgies.
I mean, that's not really inaccurate.
I know Keith is religious, and I don't want to offend anybody, anybody's religious thing. I'm just saying it as, I thought it was kind of humorous. I would have on my list, I would have War Pigs by the Sabbath Boys.
The Sabbathers.
You know, death and hatred to mankind. You know, it's the whole thing. The whole song is a tale of, you know, mass destruction, end of the world, apocalyptic source. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
And they even do mention politics, even though Geezer says it has nothing to do with politics.
So what do you have a little background for us on War Pigs?
It's from the Paranoid album, obviously, 1970. My lyric was the very first one, generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. I don't sing.
I love how Ozzy rhymed masses with masses.
Right. opening track to Paranoid. Like I said, Geezer said that this song was about evil in itself and not political, even though it does mention the political. It's got the air raid sirens, and it sort of makes me feel like it's the end of the world when I listen to it. Like that's kind of maybe how I want to go out, I suppose. Especially the whole last lyric, now in darkness world stops. So that makes me feel like it's about the apocalypse.
Right. No, absolutely. I always thought it was a very apocalyptic song, but you know, no more war pigs have the power.
Right.
Is the old. So in this, it's as weird as this is, Keith, the song is kind of hopeful because at the end of the song, good kind of triumphs over evil.
So they make
in that song. So do you think, Keith, that good will ultimately triumph over evil with the apocalypse?
But of course, when you're rolling with, you know, with the big J, man, you don't have nothing to fear.
The big J.
Trust me.
I got a lot to fear.
Well, unless, you know, you can only be judged by the, you know, by the judger. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's like an American Idol audition.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Wouldn't that be funny if when, like, we all died, that was, like, what we had to do to get in? Okay, it's like American Idol.
See you guys. I'm going downstairs.
the devil's, you know, played by Simon Cowell, because yeah, that's
legit.
Well, what about, you know, speaking of the devil and everything, what about and this is not an apocalyptic song, but this sort of plays into the same thing that we're discussing. Something like Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Of all places, why would you? I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, would you really pick? I mean, the devil can go anywhere. You're going to really go to Georgia? I mean, especially in the summertime, it's hot as hell there.
Right.
I would actually think the devil would go down.
You figured he would go somewhere to get cooled off.
I thought that the devil would go down to New Orleans.
That makes more sense.
Oh, I don't know if you noticed or not, but he has a residence down the street. He has a 70114 at zip code right now. He's always around here.
And that movie, Angel Heart, takes place in New Orleans. A lot of it does.
Oh, yes, it does. The blood's coming from the ceiling. But, you know, I think the devil resides in several cities. And I think he goes to New Orleans. Then he may spend some time to gamble in Las Vegas. There's another one there. He'd go to there. And the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. So, yeah, he gets around a little bit. So.
But let me ask you this, because when we're talking about end of the world, apocalyptic stuff, you know, obviously, I think a lot of, whether you are a religious person or not, I think everybody is influenced by the Book of Revelations, just because so many movies and stuff have used that as source, like the Omen movies and that. Right, Keith, you know?
So my
problem with The Devil Went Down to Georgia is this.
I'm ready.
I like the Devil's Jam
better
than Johnny's.
Right.
In fact, when I remember the first time I heard the song on the radio as a kid, and I was riveted because it tells this story, and I'm like listening. And after the devil played, I'm like, he kicked Johnny's ass. Like, there was no like, and then the devil bowed his head because he knew them in beat. I'm like, whoa,
wait a minute,
stop now,
calm down,
no
sir.
Way. But that's just me.
Yeah, at the same time, I thought Big Jack Butler played a way cooler, like heavier version than Ralph Macchio, but Karate Kid ended up kicking his ass.
Right. Man,
I don't know what was that. It was that like cool finger picking he did at the end there, I guess.
When it comes down to it,
Big Jack Butler was cutting heads and he was playing some metal riffs at least, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, but Jack could not hang with the classical stuff. That's what ended up.
He cannot. But you know, in real life, probably a lot of people's, you know, Achilles heel, but you know.
Well, you know, in real life, though, Steve Vai could. Actually, Steve Vai plays both those parts.
Yeah, he does.
Do you know that?
Actually, I know that, and actually, I think Steve Vai played both those parts at the same time, to be honest.
He may actually be the devil.
He might.
So far, we've talked about Hell's Bells and War Pigs. Can you get us into something a little less classic rock and a little more metal, Lily?
You want some Slayer?
Keith, do you want some Slayer?
Come on. Does Howdy Doody got wooden nuts, man? Come on, let's do it.
I don't know. I've never looked that closely.
Howdy Doody got
also wood. Before my
you
time.
You heard it here, folks. Howdy Doody has wooden nuts. And you kids out there that are too young to remember Howdy Doody, you have Google. Look it up.
Oh, God, don't look that up. Anyway, Raining Blood, Slayer, album Rain in Blood, 1986. The sky is turning red, return to power, draws near, fall into me, the sky's crimson tears. One of the most well-known metal songs out there. It's the closing track on Rain in Blood. Also a staple at all of their Slayer shows. Begins with the ominous riff alluding to the chaos to come, foretells of a demonic force in the sky. It welcomes the apocalypse with open arms, with a full minute of rain sound effects at the end of it all. And sounds like Stu's killing somebody up there.
All right, guys. So far, we've talked about AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and Slayer.
Which is my favorite Slayer song, too.
Keith, any comments on Slayer before we play another track?
That's a great metal song, and would make my list easily. And obviously, you know, and to the... Not get off track. The entire album is a masterpiece, but yeah, that's an ominous sound. But don't forget about the thundering drums of Dave Lombardo.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a great album and a great song to usher in the end. So.
And by the way, my name is Lombardi with an I.
Oh.
I've had people go like Lombardo. It's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing.
You did not play drums for Slayer on several different
Wouldn't
occasions.
Wouldn't you wish to do that, though?
No. All right, guys. This is another...
Danny's out.
We started the show with Bobby Keller. We played Rain in Fire, Bobby, you're watching. Tell us, is that an apocalyptic song? Maybe it's
Let
perfect. I don't know. For tonight, it's a great song. But anyways, this is I Told You So by Montgomery's. These guys are a member of our community, and they posted, say, hey, check out my song, and I thought it was great, so I'm going to play it. Montgomery's I Told You So on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Keith. I told you so. I told you guys so. That is I Told You So by Montgomery's. We opened the show with Bobby Keller. I didn't get it with all the confusion bringing Keith on and some technical difficulties. I forgot to mention Bobby Keller's website. You want to go to BobbyKellerOfficial.com. And Montgomery's is a new band, and they've got a Linktree site. Linktree.com/Montgomery's LA. That might be Louisiana, Los Angeles. I don't know.
Could be either.
Yeah, check them all out right there. That'll take you to all their stuff. So they are on Spotify. All the bands we play are on Spotify as well. And if you search us on Spotify, not only can you find our podcast, but you also find our playlist. So if you go like, I don't really like you guys that much, but I like the music you play, you can just listen to the music if you like.
Who doesn't like us?
Oh, you know.
Well, now that I'm back on, we could have that problem, but that's all right. I'll just have you know I did shower today, so we're getting off to a good, clean start.
Oh,
clean.
Good. I showered, too.
I did, too.
Yeah. Sometimes, but in this quarantine thing, it's almost like you don't really feel like it, but I figured, yeah, I might as well. Because this shirt, I was wearing this shirt the other day, and this shirt took off and went down the street. It walked by itself.
It's going to be funny, next year. Because these podcasts will be up. They'll still be out there and everything. It'll be interesting to kind of see where the world is and like to kind of go back and see like what we were all sort of like thinking about and everything. It's interesting. We live in actually it's a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Well, I've had enough.
I know. That's why it's a curse. So
the Chinese would never live up to that. They would blame the American military.
I forgot. It is the quote-unquote Chinese virus. So, what do you got? That is not racist. China is not a race. China is a country.
Well, people are crying about that.
And we always call it the Spanish flu and the West Nile virus and the German measles, so calm down. What do you got next?
Not to, like, offend anybody. One time I had the honky hiccups and it sucked.
And there it is.
I had honky hiccups. So, what do you got? Who's next on it? Go anywhere
you
like.
I'm going to go ahead with doing The Clash and London Calling.
What? You can't talk about The Clash. That's un-Lily-like.
I know, but I really like this song.
You're being very un-Lily-like.
I'm going to take my clothes off. How's that? Do you feel better about that?
Oh, that will make up for it.
Okay. London Calling, The Clash from the album London Calling, 1979. The lyric is, the ice age is coming, the sun is zooming in, meltdown expected, the weed is growing thin. It's the opening track to the album, one of The Clash's most memorable songs, and actually one of the most notable apocalyptic songs, according to... whatever. Lyrics that describe an ice age, mass mechanical air, dying crops, and the flooding of London. The lyrics suggest that just to take it in stride, just take it as it comes, just deal with it. They weren't very, like, sad about it. They were sort of like, whatever. There it is. And it's a great song, so you be quiet. I'm allowed to be un-Lily-like every once in a while.
First of all, I have to say I'm really impressed because London Calling is one of my favorite albums of all time, and The Clash is one of my favorite bands of all time.
It's one of the ones I don't talk about.
Yeah, and I never – we've hung out so much that I never knew that you were – like, give
The Clash
any kind of, like, props at all. So, Keith, what do you think?
Rolling Stone magazine once called The Clash the only band that matters. I don't agree with that, but that's what they said.
Well, it's, you know.
They might have been the only band that mattered for like maybe 6 minutes in 1980 something or other, but, you know.
Probably.
That's a great song, though.
What do you think?
That are great. I mean, we'll get into that a whole other thing. That's some other time. But what do you want me to do? Name a song now?
No, I was going
to
ask. Well, you could name a song, but what are your feelings on The Clash in general? I mean, I'm always interested.
I don't think they were a punk band, but I mean, I think they definitely. Reached other heights, man. I mean, they went further than punk. They were probably labeled a punk band for a bit. What did you do? Blow wind or something?
I burped. And
I'm
going to
have that microphone disinfected after you're gone.
Oh, actually, I
went like this.
Yeah, I can. I got a little whiff of it. It's actually pretty great.
They're beet potato chips. That's why.
Is that what it, beet?
Beets. They were beets.
We got the beet. We got the beet. We got the beet.
I'm trying to eat healthier potato chips, I guess.
That's great. I'm trying to eat healthy potato chips.
I don't know. That sounds like an oxymoron, but I also try to drink healthier whiskey, but it's just something about it.
They're beets. They're fried up. Stop it.
Whiskey made from like celery.
That's probably a thing.
So is there a song you want to talk about, Keith, or?
the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse in the Four Horsemen song by Metallica. There you go.
And Boom Goes Dynamite. That's not on my list, but yes, that's a good song.
Speaking of Old Testament, four. I'm not talking about the Ric Flair days of
we know.
of the rap wrestling, which that was awesome. Ric Flair is the greatest of all time. But woo, I'm talking about Metallica.
I think Metallica and Megadeth both do, you know, are, I think a lot of their mute songs are apocalyptic. Like I, when you said the Four Horsemen, but I was thinking For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, that's, I was thinking, I knew
that's like, yeah. You know, this is like the end, dude, you know, you're out.
Well, the four big metal bands all talk, sing about the apocalypse. It's like they're saying.
Unfortunately, none of those bands, I mean, if you're a metal fan, you get used to the dark and ominous songs that they do. You're never going to expect them to come out and do Sunshine Day by the Brady Bunch.
That'd be great if they did, though. I'd like that.
That would be cool. I mean, you could go into, I know none of you had this one on there, Blackened by Metallica is another, you know, end of the world kind of one. But so that's a Metallica two for three for technically, but you could probably go on and on with that. So.
I'm going to put one out there, Keith, that I think a lot of people don't think of as a like apocalyptic song, but I think always think of this song as an apocalypse, and that's The Best of What's Still Around by The Police. When the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around, and the whole song goes through about how this is falling apart and that's falling apart, but we make the best of what's still. And I think that's kind of like an appropriate song for what we're all kind of going through. We're all trying to, like, you know, make the best of this screwed up situation, and it is. I mean, you know, you don't think of it as an apocalyptic song, but it really is.
Yeah, that don't surprise me. I mean, The Police are one of my most favorite bands ever. Definitely in my top two or three. I mean, I love that band. I think they're great. Sting, though, if you see Sting for, like, you're gonna listen to him for 5 minutes in an interview, you can tell he's a little bit, you know, like a cocky dick at times. So I would it don't surprise me. A great musician, but it don't surprise me that he goes, you know, for the darker side of things. Invisible Sun's another one you could use for that one. It's just like, definitely talking about
people, Invisible Sun is, I saw that in some lists, but I just felt that The Best of What's Still Around was a little more like straightforward. We got to make the best of it. You know, we're like living out, you know, everything's screwed up. We're like living like cavemen now, you know, we'll make the best of
that. Would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, hardly.
That would suck.
Speaking of cavemen, what's next on the list?
Why am I going to be a caveman?
I don't, you know, like, you're a cave person.
Well, I'm
cave
going per- with...
Excuse me. Cave, non-gender specific person.
Cave so, chick.
No, you can't. Anyway. Oh, that's wrong.
I don't care.
That's highly
inappropriate. I'm allowing it, so it's okay.
That's anally inappropriate.
Well, my anal... Never mind. So I'm going to go with Prince next in 1999. The album 1999. In 1982, but life, the lyric is, but life is just a party and parties weren't meant to last. It's sort of a different approach on how to handle the end of the world. Instead of fighting and killing, it's more about making the most of the time that you have left. When 2000 was to bring death and the purple sky, destruction and war, the title track encourages everyone to have fun and party like it's your last day on earth, because it is, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. So,
and there's been some movies about... That's exactly. What's the movie with all the actors playing themselves? Seth Rogen is in it.
This is the end. I love that movie.
And, you know, so, like, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, I've never seen that movie. I know about it.
Oh, it's funny.
I sort of, like, my first thought in my mind was 1999, the song by Prince.
It got some moments. I mean, all the stars are, they must took a real pay cut, because I think that movie made like $2 at the cinema. It probably cost $70 million to make, you know, just to feed all those miles. But I mean, at the same time, it does have its moments and it's funny at times.
The best part is when Channing Tatum is a submissive.
I have not seen the movie. I do need to watch it, and I think it's appropriate for like kind of what's going on. And then there's
you can probably find it in the bargain bin.
There's one with Steve Carell where they're like, it's the end of the world. Everybody knows it's coming, and then they're trying to like figure out how they're going to spend. There's a handful of movies like that. Have you ever seen this is a movie from the 80s. It's really terrifying, but this guy is standing next to, he's just walking by in a phone booth. Remember in the days there used to be phone booths, you're too young.
I am not too young.
And a phone booth rings and he picks up the phone and it's this guy calling from a missile silo and he dialed the wrong number. He was trying to dial his son.
I don't know that.
And he's telling them that the missile's just launched and you've got like 20 minutes and it's all over. And he's run, the whole movie is this guy running around trying to convince people that, and they're like, you know, you're a moron, get out of here. And at the end of the movie, the nukes fall and everybody dies. It's freaking haunting.
Do you know the name of it?
Yeah.
You know what movie I'm talking about? I've seen it.
I don't know that. I was going to compare it to you ever see that? It was actually on NBC or ABC.
Oh, yeah, The Day After.
The Day After with Jason Robards.
Jason Robards. That was powerful.
And so the movie that you're talking about is inaccurate because in the Jason Robards movie, it was 30 minutes.
I forget what it was. I mean,
I'm just saying, if that was happening, I could accomplish several things in 30 minutes. That's all I'm saying. I only need six. Shit. Good.
There's a critter flying around in the studio. That's great.
What do you mean?
It's a locust. They're coming to get us.
It's the end of the world. Speaking of the end of the world, it's a locust. Oh, sugar. Give me another one, Lil, and then we're going to play another song.
Two Minutes to Midnight.
Oh, that's
Iron right. Maiden. Yeah. Power Slave, 1984. The lyric is 2 minutes to midnight, the hands that threaten doom. This was the band's first song to actually exceed 5 minutes, which was 6 minutes and 4 seconds. The song references the Doomsday Clock, which is a symbolic clock used by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. We've talked about this before. You guys know what it's about. But in 1953, the clock reached that 2 minutes, the closest it's ever gotten to midnight in the 20th century. And this is when the U.S. and Soviet tested H-bombs within 9 months of each other. And Iron Maiden is just known for writing songs about things that have actually happened or things that are biblical or things that are epic. So that's just one of their things. My other two Maiden songs that I would have included, but I like this one better, are Number of the Beast, Revelations, and When the Wild Wind Blows. But I chose 2 minutes to midnight.
Keith, I just had an idea for a tribute band.
Oh no.
We should do like a Pittsburgh-es Iron Maiden tribute called Iron City Maidens.
I hate you.
And we should be like, Tamish a maiden, time to kill the unborn anyway.
I could totally be down with that. You know, set me up a 45-piece kit and we're ready to go.
You know, this is the time to come up with bands because everybody will go to every show now.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think local bands will probably explode after this because the touring acts won't be able to get their shit together in time to, like, pick this back up. So it'll be like guys like Keith's band and, like, something that'll just be out there. People are like, music!
Please.
Let's go! You know?
That's what I'm thinking. Is they're either going to bite me in the ass and I'll have to play for $30 for 6 months until everybody comes back again. So this could go either way. But I like the way you think, and that's what I'm hoping. Because at this point, this shit ain't funny no more.
No, it sucks.
I know. We're all done. I'm so over it. I tell you what. People that are posting the any kind of like meme about social distancing or whatever, I immediately block.
Yeah, I'm about to do that.
I'm like done. I like if you live on the planet Earth, it doesn't need to be, you know. Like, let's just stop. Speaking of stopping on the planet Earth, I want to play, since it is the end of the world as I know it, and Keith is here and Lily's here and the Power Trio is back together. This is one of the staples of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It is Reign of Z. We love this band. Great heavy band from Pittsburgh. Like,
there you go.
I hate to knock Pittsburgh. This sounds like I'm knocking Pittsburgh, but like they're so good, like they don't sound like a local band.
Right.
They sound totally like, what, Keith? I see Keith wagging the finger.
Don't you ever knock Pittsburgh, man, because even though I live in New Orleans, you can't take the Berg out of this boy.
Oh, I got you, brother. I got
you. Watch yourself.
I got you.
You watch yourself, Lombardi, because I'm coming back here in July and I'm coming back.
You are you? Are you?
I got.
You better get your ass back up here. We're going to be some serious party.
I'm probably coming back. I think it's in July, I think. I have to make sure. But
if the places are open, dude, we're going down to BB&B. And we're going to spend $9,000 like we did last time. And we'll split it.
I can't do that now. You got to me. I got an apocalypse in my hand.
Don't worry. I got money. I got money. Don't worry about it.
I'll take my top off.
Okay, there you go. And in 2 weeks, the good news is the soup kitchen is serving broccoli and water. So I'll be down there for that shit.
All right. We'll be back. We should start a band called Cabbage Water. That's what they eat in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's what Charlie Bucket was sucking that down like it was no tomorrow. See, Charlie Bucket knew it was coming.
All right. On that,
we got that golden ticket. Grandpa Joe can walk. Dude been in bed for 6 months. All right, and all of a sudden he can walk.
My Corona cough is coming back. Reflections by Reign of Z on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll be right back. That is a band called Reign of Z. Reignofz.com. And we're just all huge fans. Just very well done heavy metal music. Zosa's voice, she can sing like... Zosa, I apologize if you don't like this comparison, but she can do the sort of Amy Lee kind of thing, and then she can get like nasty up your ass.
The growls.
You know, in your face, really kind of do the extreme singing too. Sometimes in the same song, go back and forth. Just an amazing talent, great band, great show, great look, great the whole thing. I think they're bound for good things. Just stick with it, guys. Like, you know, it's a weird time in music, so stick with it. Keith the Hawk Hawkins is hanging with us tonight. Woo! It's been too freaking long, brother. My brother.
He was having withdrawal.
I'll be around, because you know what? This is what's going down, and I don't know what the future holds. So, you know, I'll be back until, you know, you tell me.
Back. All right, so let's get a couple of more, because we're just about out of time today. Let's get a couple more apocalyptic tracks in. Lil, what you got, girl?
I got Doomsday Jesus by Black Label Society.
Ooh,
from the Blessed Hell Ride 2003. The lyric is, "General speak, we leave a trail of dead, keep on killing till there's nothing left." Zach wrote this song after the 9/11 attacks on America. At the time, or an end of the time song about a vengeful God and the story of the four horsemen in the book of Revelations in the Old Testament, of course. He stated that forgiveness was not the answer and the attackers were due retribution, is what Zach says.
Cool. Of course, that's
And it's
what
a
Zach
great song.
Keith, you want to hit us with any? You got any on your mind?
I got this song. Is it, forgive me if I pronounce it wrong, Anima?
Oh, yeah. That's on a lot of people's lists, too, yeah.
By Tool. I mean, I just really like that band anyway, so, I mean, it's, I was just finding a reason to put them on there, but that one is definitely, and the more I listen to their lyrics, too, the more Maynard James Keenan, just, his lyrics are just way deep for me sometimes, but that's something he's talking about there, you know. He definitely is hitting towards the end of the world. 46 and 2 is another one that has like a lot of apocalyptic towards, you know, sort of meaning. So those are any way I can get Tool involved in the list. That's, you know,
you're not alone, because when I was researching this, that song is on a lot of people's lists for the same.
Yeah, it just has a lot of like, you know, pretty much nature taking its course and starting over basically by eliminating the rest of us. So
yeah, I mean, really, if you think about it, if the shit really went down, the only people that would be like set would be those people that live like in little tribes in the jungle. And they can like eat whatever's growing around them, and they know how to hunt, and they can do the whole thing. They're gonna be like, they're just gonna carry on. They're gonna be like, okay, what was that flash in the sky? That was interesting. And that'll become like the next part of their religion or whatever. And they'll just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, it's us that are relied on technology. We can't live without air conditioning.
I mean,
you know, we're the ones that are going to be screwed.
I mean, no offense, but if I live in Louisiana now, I mean, without air conditioning here, I'd be actually dead too.
I remember, brother. I remember we were hopping down there. It wasn't too bad. It was in the spring, but I can only imagine, like, when you get to July and August. Oh my God!
I mean, it's gonna be 87 degrees here tomorrow, bro.
I remember Miami being brutal like that in August.
Oh yeah, that shit gets. Yeah, if I ever tell people, if you want to come to New Orleans to visit me, don't come during the summer because you're gonna sweat your ass off.
Well, you still got a little ass left. Got a little bit left.
No, I don't actually. I'm always criticized for no. That's a whole other thing.
Sorry, bro.
So what do you got? So let's wrap up with a couple more, and then we'll get the hell out of here. We're gonna plug one more song.
Floods by Pantera.
That woman standing behind you with the big boobs.
Wait, that's not fair. Nobody else is allowed to be here.
What do you got?
Floods by Pantera. It's from the Great Southern Treadkill, 1996. The lyric is, "Wash away us all, take us with the floods." If you obviously didn't guess, it's about the flood that destroys mankind, just like the one from the book of Genesis, like the whole Noah thing. God wanted to start fresh because of his unhappiness with his creations. Kind of feel like this is what's going to happen next, because it's been raining an awful lot here. Also, Dimebag's guitar solo in the song was voted 15th best of all time. It's just a little tidbit. in there.
We should do a podcast, Keith, on bands who have a bass player, but you can't hear the bass player.
Like Metallica from now and, you know, from the beginning of time. Well, you could hear Cliff at times. I mean, he was a driving force. When Jason Newsted played in that band, he literally was a ghost.
I mean, like a lot of, not all the Pantera music, but a lot of it is like, where's the bass guitar again?
I kind of liked Pantera before they became what they are now, which is kind of, it's
more.
Glam metal. You know what I mean?
Another band like that is, I mean, a legendary band, but I mean, I have no idea what if he's playing anything at all. Is Judas Priest? Ian Hill, man, has the easiest job in the world. What the f is he doing back there? That guy, he's just riding that string. You're watching videos; he's just bobbing from side to side. I'm like, you're basically playing. Listen to the kick drum or something, bro. I don't know what you're doing. Just ride that quarter note. I don't know.
There's some Van Halen periods where the bass is not really going on too well either.
I understand that, but at least if Michael Anthony. It's not as bad as the bass player people make him out to be. If you listen to, like, he plays a little bit more like in the Brian
he would not
Floyd
be playing
like
with
this.
Sammy Hagar
but,
if he couldn't play
but
bass.
It's his voice. I mean, he adds more with voice than anything else. Ian Hill, I have no idea what he's doing. And he would probably became very rich for just playing the simplest stuff.
Well, I mean, what would you need if you're playing with Eddie Van Halen? You can't be Geddy Lee and play with Eddie Van Halen. Like it's going to be like, it's not going to work. you have to adopt a simple kind of thing, you know, but anytime
I don't know.
Heard,
I mean, Dave Lee Roth after his, you know, departure from Van Halen did the ultimate middle finger to Van Halen by replacing every band member in that band with somebody that's probably better. And Billy Sheehan and still Steve Vai were his friggin'
right. But the way they
played and bass player.
Those were different kind of songs, Keith. They were more pop type songs. They were a little different. They were a little bit different than what Van Halen was doing. I mean, Van Halen was all about Eddie Van Halen.
Oh yeah, I mean,
like
still,
show,
I mean,
you know, and I thought that Michael, I thought Michael Anthony's bass work in that band was very like kind of appropriate.
All right, ladies, this isn't about Van Halen.
I'm
tonight.
Sorry, we digress. Listen to me and you. This is like those discussions we would have after the podcast upstairs.
Yeah.
Anyway,
until when the levee breaks would start playing, and then
actually that could be one of the songs. However, anyway, let's do some honorable mentions. 3 Days in Darkness by Testament. The Beginning of the End by Rob Zombie, which has no lyrics, but it's a scary freaking song. It's a lot of screaming and destruction sounds. The End by The Doors.
Oh, yeah.
This
is the end.
Even though he claims it's about his ex-girlfriend, I don't believe it from the lyrics. And
well, that's on a lot of people's lists, too.
Also, this one is a really freaky song, and I don't listen to it much because it is, but Earth Died Screaming by Tom Waits. I think...
Oh, yeah, that's on people's lists, too, yeah.
And the video's even freaky. But yeah, so these are my honorable mentions on that.
Guys, where is the Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth? Where is Bad Moon Rising by CCR?
I did not pick Megadeth. I'm sorry.
See, the Bad Moon Rising, I think if you listen to the lyrics, is definitely pointing towards the end of something.
No, so. you're not wrong.
That's on a lot of people's lists too.
I picked 12. Those were my 12.
And what was the other one you said? What was the Symphony of Destruction?
Yeah, that's another one. 4th of July by Soundgarden has some ominous. Now, even that song's tuned so freaking low that I don't even know how they played it. But
even Black Hole Sun could be a thing, I think.
Yeah, Chris Cornell was always writing something dark. You know, well, he was doing it with dark
past.
Right. So.
We are out of time, Keith. Parting thoughts.
That's it.
What do you got? What's on your mind, brother? Speak to me, sweet pea. What's on your mind?
Be safe.
Let's wrap this fricker up. Are you watching anything? What have you been doing with yourself other than playing? Are you watching any cool movies? Any bad movies? Anything we should stay away from?
Actually, I've watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood like 4 times already.
I tried.
It's just a fun movie. It's
some
fun.
Some people like it. Some people don't. I love it. I would watch it again.
I think it's great. He's a great director. I think it's one of his better movies he's done in a while. I mean, not saying any of his movies are bad, but I think it's a great movie. It's funny as shit. It starts to like take a lot of like these miscast things I had on certain people that were in the movie that did a very good job. I think though it's, you know,
yeah.
Like I never thought of the. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen The Invention of Lying? Watch that. If you've never seen, it's a good comedy. It's a very, very thought-provoking comedy. But I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles this week.
I freaking love that movie.
And,
the,
and it get, takes a little bit to get started.
That's a classic flick, man.
But when John Candy kisses Steve Martin's ear, it's like it's on. It's freaking on. And from there on, the movie just gets like builds. And it is like in the scene with them, you're going the wrong way. How does he know
where we're going?
I think he's drunk. And John Candy's like, you know.
You're gonna kill somebody. He's like, how the hell does he know where we're going?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so good. And then all that happens and they nearly die. And then they're sitting there talking and all of you hear is, and you see the light behind, like, you know, shit's on fire. And they turn around, the car is on fire. It's like, it's magic. If you've never seen it, if you're a young whippersnapper, check
it out.
I
have that movie. I love that.
And Lily, what about you? What have you been doing to entertain yourself during the apocalypse?
Well, I told you about my walks. We're not going to talk about that again, my bathroom emergencies. However, you can listen to my show on Thursdays, Hot Licks with Lily 6 p.m. Eastern Time on rockrageradio.com. So do that.
Wow. Lily's having bathroom emergencies.
Go to the bathroom before you go on your long 8-mile walks. Just do that.
First of all, who the hell walks 8 miles?
I did that. On Sunday.
And this is my mask.
I can't even walk 6 feet.
it was an adventure. I'll tell you that.
Get the hell
out
of here.
I take the dog for a walk. I go up the block one time and I'm back.
Well, because it's like 9,000 degrees there.
No, it's been cool lately. Tomorrow it's going to be 87 degrees. So if we get out and take a walk tomorrow, that's going to be short.
All right. Guys, thanks for hanging out. Go to LouLombardiRocks.com to get involved with the community. Find out, get ahead on podcasts, as well as get in on when we're talking about, like, what we're going to talk about next. We post a lot of great stuff in that community. It's just on Facebook. It's simple. And plus, if you go there, you get, like, I have all kind of freebies, free downloads and crap like that. LouLombardiRocks.com. I'm going to wrap up today's show. Got to say shout out to Wolf's Customs, wolfcustoms.online, as well as Rock Rage Radio. You guys are the greatest. Speaking of Keith the Hawk Hawkins and Lou Lombardi, this is a collaboration we're going to end with.
What?
And this is Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone? Guys, we opened the show with Bobby Keller. Bobby, thank you for hanging out tonight. I know you're watching Montgomery's. It's a great band. Check them out. Reign of Z, as always. What can you say about Reign of Z? Anyways, guys, have a great week. We'll catch you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And hey, Keith, take care, brother. Be safe.
All right, bro.
All right, man. And Lily V6, you take care, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go party in the inner circle. If you go to LouLombardiRocks.com, you'll hear the real dirty jokes. We'll catch you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.